There was approximately just over 100 acres. It was all top fruit, apples, pears, greengages, plums. Routine of the year was in the winter, it was pruning and just general care of the orchards. If the weather was bad, there wasn't a lot to do apart from sawing logs up and general maintenance. But then once the spring come, Harry Jude used to do the spraying and I would do the grass cutting. And on 100 acres, that meant quite a lot of grass. So by the time I'd got round the whole orchards, it was time to start again. Of course, it was very hectic at fruit picking time. I used to do all the weighing up of the fruit, stack them onto a trailer, low load a trailer, and then bring them down the farm. Or wait, we used to have a lorry come from London. It belonged to Alfred Wooderson, who originally had the cold store where Hollands was. But he would send a lorry down every day to pick the fruit up, so I would hang around at the end of the day waiting for the lorry to come and load it up with fruit, and off it would go to Covent Garden. Of course, when it was free and easy, there were a few leaves in the tray and bad plums, nobody bothered with it. Of course, all that changed later on. But of course, in the summer, we used to have lots of freelance pickers. Several came from the Atlas. When they finished their shift works, would come down there. But we had a load of pickers from RAF Bassingbourne. And I used to go and pick some of them up to bring them down. And they'd all come down with their kids and toys. And it was absolute bedlam in the orchards. And some of them would get fighting because somebody got a better row of trees than another. And so there was never a dull moment. But we grew some really top-class fruit, the Victoria plum trees and the early rivers, Czars, Pershore, and of course we grew some magnificent Bramley apples, also some Coxes, which there were a few Cox trees over Metal Hill, but they didn't seem to grow too well on that ground. No. We had Earl Derby, Worcesters, Newtons, Pearl, George Cave, Lambourne, all sorts of varieties, and it was a very nice fruit. And also used to take some down to a company in Cambridge called Pordage. They were based near Brooklands Avenue junction with Hills Road. Load up by an A45 green pickup truck, and would go down there with the axle very nearly touching the ground. I remember many, many trips down there.
So with the fruit farm, the decline must sort of set in. What sort of period are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about when we went in the common market. I can't quite remember which year it was, but...
Early 70s.
That really started it off. And then all this grading business came in where every apple had to be the right size. And quite honestly, we couldn't cope with it. We weren't geared up for it at all.
No.
And prices plummeted, and I remember towards the end tipping boxes of apples away because it just wasn't worth sending them to London. So we decided that with the government giving 100% grant to put all the trees up, we got a couple of contractors in, pulled all the trees up, and I remember when the fires were up Metal Hill, there was such a blaze, all the people from West Way came up and stood on the top of Metal Hill and watched the fires burning. It was quite a sight. It was very sad too, because there were some wonderful fruit trees over Metal Hill. It was quite emotional, really. I didn't feel so emotional about trees pulling up along Whitecroft Road, but there was something about Metal Hill that they'd been there so long. Anyway, it all became an arable farm, and I worked it on my own.